do one on a patient by the name of last name Haas, H-A-A-S, H-A-A-S, first name Sheila, S-H-E-I-L-A, born 8-15-58. This is a 64-year-old smoker from Pasadena originally. Lives in a group home because she sold her house. She's looking for a new house. She suffers from COPD, non-O2 dependent, malignant neoplasm of the cervix, anxiety, lower extremity edema, irritable bowel syndrome, depression, ADHD, and interstitial cystitis. Patient was hospitalized a month ago mentally because of suicidal ideation related to her mental illness related because of suicidal ideation after she lost her son. Allergy penicillin, also under surgery, put down total hysterectomy, gallbladder surgery, appendectomy. Social, she smokes, she doesn't drink alcohol. Originally from Virginia, lived in Pasadena, P-A-S-A-D-E-N-A. No, P-A-S-A-D-A-N-A, where she just sold her house, has three children, one of whom passed away. Medication, Vicodin, 325, three times a day. Clonazepam, 1 milligram, three times a day. Cymbalta, 60 milligram a day. Remeron, then Protonix, then Adderall at this time. Family history, mom died of some kind of cancer, dad had COPD. On exam, we find Sheila to be in no distress. Respiration 16, patient is not wearing oxygen. 110 over 60, pulse is 88. Heart muscle has a few lungs, few clear, but except for a few ronchi. Abdomen soft, neck shows, genitiscus shows, no isotope, extremity shows, no edema. Assessment number one, here we have a 64-year-old woman with agitation slash anxiety. Clonazepam, next number is chronic pain on Vicodin, 10 through 25. Next number is psych issues on Remeron. Next number is gastroesophageal reflux on Protonix. Next number is patient taking Adderall for ADHD. Next number, recent hospitalization because of son's death. Next number, patient's uterine cancer status post hysterectomy appears to be stable at this time. Next number, does not have a diagnosis for hospice care at this time. Patient definitely has, and there's no evidence that patient has 6 months or less to live. Thank you.